again, waiting for your phone calls, trying to help you with your all your medical and health care issues. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'm on for the next 2 hours this week, all alone, just you and me. I'm going to help you get to the next step, help you with any health care issues you have. Have you been to the doctor recently? It's not often the most user-friendly experience. Often you're in the parking lot, walking to your car, and you realized you had many questions that were unanswered. I want to answer those questions. Do you have any symptoms that you're not sure what they're due to? Have you stumped the doctors? I want the easy ones, the hard ones. This week, I started my 25th year of practicing cardiology in a small town outside of Orlando called Mount Dora. Who would have thought it would have lasted? But we celebrated our beginning of our 25th year at Lake Cardiology. I've been in medicine over 30 years. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania. I was in their combined MD-PhD program, medical scientist training program. So I've done research. I just then went on to Duke University. I did an internal medicine internship and residency. And then I went out to San Francisco, the University of California at San Francisco, and I was a cardiology fellow. And since then, I've spent 25 years right outside of Orlando practicing cardiology. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I have a passion for keeping up with medical breakthroughs, the medical literature. I review it, hundreds of journals each week, trying to find the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can add to your lifestyle to live longer, improve the quality of your life. And along the way, I'll bring you up to date on what I think is the most important medical news of the week in the medical journals, the peer-reviewed medical journals that your doctors are reading, I hope, each week. And most importantly, I want to answer your calls. Write this down if you don't know it. It's toll-free from anywhere in the country. We're in all 50 states, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. It's real easy to remember. Toll-free, 1-888, that's 888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. We'll pay for your call. We'll get you on the air, I hope, quickly. Michael, my producer, will talk to you, try to get your question as simple and clear as possible so we can get right to it. We often have a long line of callers. If you don't try early, I promise you the lines will be busy. You just won't get through. But if you do, I'll give you easy-to-understand answers, evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. And you know what the nicest thing is? There's no bill. There's no paperwork. We just get right to it. What can be any easier? And let's talk about what I think is still, even this week, the most important medical story going on throughout our great United States. It's this story that began in a pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy, actually in Doug Steffen's hometown. He's my partner. He's often with me. He does a great show Monday through Friday in the morning. If you wake up in the morning drive and you want to hear just a wonderful, good show, keep you up to date, Doug Steffen's Good Day, I highly recommend it. In his hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, there's a compounding pharmacy called the New England Compounding Center. These compounding pharmacies make drugs a la carte, specially ordered for the physician. And somehow, most of them have escaped the scrutiny of the FDA. It's not so clear who is supposed to be watching these compounding pharmacists. Supposedly, the states are supposed to have authority and regulation here, but I think after this current incident, we're going to be coming down a lot harder. The FDA is going to get a lot more involved, but this compounding pharmacy called the New England Compounding Center have been sending this methylprednisolone, this steroid that has been injected into backs, into joints throughout the body, and it's causing a new kind of infection of the brain, a fungal meningitis, a fungus that's never been seen to cause meningitis before, but so far it's caused 25 deaths. More than 338 people have been affected. Over 14,000 people throughout America have been given this contaminated medication, which came out of this compounding pharmacy. And this week, the FDA reported on their unexpected raid of this pharmacy, and there was black mold creeping into the spines of hundreds of people because they got this tainted shots, these shots for back pain, and it definitely marks some uncharted medical territory. Never before has this particular fungus been found to cause meningitis. It's incredibly hard to diagnose and to kill. It requires at least 3 months of a treatment that can cause hallucinations. There's no good way to predict survival or when it's safe to stop treating once it's been diagnosed, or exactly how to monitor those who fear the fungus may be festering silently in their bodies. The good news is that after about 40 or 50 days, the likelihood is low. We're expecting this all to peak in November, so hopefully we'll be out of the woods with this soon. But doctors have tracked down most of the 14,000 people who are potentially at risk. But if you got an injection in your back in the last several months or in any of your joints with a steroid, please ask your doctor what the source was of the medication of the steroid. And if it came from the New England Compounding Center and you have any symptoms of meningitis, a headache, a stiff neck, any confusion, any difficulty moving any of the parts of your body, get to the emergency immediately, because what we do know about this, the earlier you treat, the more likely you will survive. But the also in the news this week about this story was that when the FDA raided this pharmacy, they found greenish-black foreign matter in supposedly sterile drug vials. There were germs growing in these steroid vials, supposedly tested for being sterile. There was mold growing in what they call the clean room. These drugs are supposed to be made in a very sanitary room, and these drug vials were being filled in a room that was filled with mold. I wonder whether there should be some criminal charges brought against the people who worked or ran this pharmacy, and let a jury decide what should happen. I'd like to know what you think. Should criminal charges be brought against this pharmacy, this New England Compounding Center, at least the people who own it? Or what about the people who work in it? Should criminal charges be brought against them? 1-888-55-DRKEN. I'd love to hear your opinion. If you want to talk about this, we'll put you first at line. 1-888-553-7536. And next, we're going to be talking about how there have been 5 death reports for Monster Energy drinks on Good Day Health with Dr. Kim.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. If you'd like to communicate with me during the week, you can go to my web show, drkenshow.com. That's drkenshow.com. You can sign up for our e-newsletter. You can email me. There's a lot of information there. Each week we publish the e-newsletter. It's still free. What I try to do is pick a topic, and we try to put in the e-newsletter practical information that we just don't have time to get to in the 2 hours each week. This week, the e-newsletter, it usually comes out on Friday, was about the latest news related to obesity and weight loss. I promise you, you'll learn at least one new and many more things probably each week. It's a very popular newsletter. It's free. You'll enjoy it and spread it around to all of your friends, and I promise it'll be worthwhile. 1-888-55-DRKEN. The FDA was busy this week. They report 5 deaths from these monster energy drink beverages. The FDA is investigating reports of 5 deaths and a non-fatal heart attack in people who drank high-caffeine energy drinks made by the Monster Energy Company. These are so popular, and it looks like they may not be harmless. In addition to caffeine, these energy drinks contain other stimulants, including taurine and guarana. This is a caffeine-containing plant. But because energy drinks are sold as nutritional supplements, they're not regulated as food. What this means is they can exceed the FDA-mandated limit of 71 milligrams of caffeine for a 12-ounce soda. So my advice is, if you have an emergency and you really need to stay up, you may want to use this, but do not use this on a regular basis. Do not use more than one of these ever in 24 hours. And if you try it once and you just don't feel right, do not ever use it again. People who have heart issues or high blood pressure need to stay miles and miles away from these things. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. If you'd like to ask me anything about your body, if you have a question about yourself, your spouse, your kids, your parents, you've been to the doctor, you have a diagnosis they can't figure out, or you have a medical problem and you'd like to see some other options. I consider myself a blended physician. As I mentioned before, I'm as traditionally trained as they come, but I go both ways, if you will. I take the best from alternative medicine, evidence-based alternative medicine I love, and I consider myself a blended physician, so I'll try and use the gentlest, kindest, simplest ways first to help you, all of it evidence-based, and if we must, we'll get more invasive, but we'll try and get all of your medical issues helped and give you a plan on where to go next. Again, the toll-free number from anywhere in America, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. I want to mention some ways that Halloween can be a hazard to your health this week. Next week, on Wednesday, is Halloween, and it's a fun day for the kids. And I'm going to mention over the course of the next couple hours some Halloween hazards that you want to stay away from. I'll mention at least 7 of them, along with the rest of the medical news. And the phones are already beginning to light up, so please don't wait, because I promise you, you won't get in. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536, and we've got plenty of new information to get to you. I'm going to talk to you about some of the key habits for successful aging. I'm going to talk to you about how we should be measuring cholesterol a lot earlier in life, and some new information about probiotics coming up on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Boy, the lines are all filled up. If you get a busy signal now, just hang in there and we'll try and get to you. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I was talking about Halloween, and Halloween is coming up, and you need to stay safe. There are 7 Halloween health hazards that I've put together. And the first one is pumpkin carving. Pumpkin carving is not for young kids. You need to make sure that your kids are not involved. You know, let them color the pumpkin, and then the adults should do the carving. Also, often they like to put candles inside, and you need to be very careful about these. These obviously can catch fire. The other issue, number two, are these crazy contact lenses, these cat-like contacts. They're bought over the counter. They can cause serious eye disorders and infections. They can cause and lead to blindness. My recommendation is don't put any contact lenses into anyone's eyes. They're over the counter unless they're prescription. These can be very dangerous. The third hazard to your health from Halloween is dark, dangly costumes. One of the big hazards to the kids are these cars. So you want to stay visible after dark. You also want to avoid tripping on these long costumes. So make sure that they're not dark. Make sure that they're nice and fitting and not long, too long. Also, the fourth hazard to your health in Halloween are these vision obscuring masks. What I recommend instead is consider using some makeup and topping things off with a hat or a wig that fits snugly and won't slide down. And these masks, they're just really dangerous because your peripheral vision, you can't see from the sides of your eyes. And these are where all the cars are coming from. Now, the next hazard to your health during Halloween is irritating makeup. My recommendation is test the makeup on a small patch of the skin a couple of days before using it on the face. Often we use this really scary-looking makeup once a year, and then the day after Halloween, we have horrible, red, sore, scaly, inflamed-looking skin. So just test it first so you don't end up this way. Also, hidden allergens are the sixth hazard that you can come up with from Halloween. Have the candy inspected by an adult who can remove risky treats, and anything that isn't commercially wrapped, get rid of it. You know, I think we're most concerned about these peanut allergies or any other food allergy. So make sure you look over the kids' food that they've collected. And again, if it's not commercially wrapped, get rid of it. And of course, the last health hazard has to be candy overload. So eat a healthy meal. Tell the kids, make sure they eat a good healthy meal before going trick-or-treating to avoid snacking on the go. And then consider rationing the sweets. I know we try to do that at our house. I know it's a struggle. Try to ration those sweets for the November days that follow. I'm Dr. Ken Kronhaus, really trying to keep you healthy over all these days. And I want to go over one more bit of study, and I know the phone lines are lighting up, and we'll get to them quickly, but there's a study out this week from the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. It's about lowering cholesterol earlier in life. And this is a little controversial among doctors, but it sure caught my eye, and it may make me urge everyone to get the cholesterol level checked earlier. And I'm not suggesting that we should begin medications early, but teens and young adults, they may want to pay attention to their cholesterol levels instead of waiting until later, when there's less room for improvement. In this study, they looked at a rare genetic group of people who have natural mutations which are associated with lifelong lower cholesterol. And this group of people, they have consistently much lower risk of heart disease. They're blessed with these unusual mutations that give them very low cholesterol from birth. And it seems like this group was studied, and they are fortunate to have a dramatically lower rate of heart disease, the number one killer of Americans, both men and women, far and away. So it really is important to emphasize a healthy diet and to exercise and to keep that bad cholesterol low early in life. I would suggest it can't hurt when your teenagers are getting their blood work, and definitely in the 20s and 30s when you're getting your blood work, ask your doctor to add a fasting cholesterol profile. You have to do this with a 12-hour fast so you get the accurate triglycerides. Although this is a little controversial and I won't go into it, but just make sure that you get it done that way. And then get the results, have the doctor go over it. And I'm not necessarily, again, recommending that we give teenagers statin drugs, but definitely we can get our teenagers and older on a good diet program, a low-fat, low-cholesterol, ideal body weight-maintaining diet, eliminating the white flour products. And these folks, getting their cholesterol down, also with an exercise program, when the doctor says it's okay, will live longer, will have the benefits of lifelong lower cholesterol. And again, I can't afford to lose a single listener. So this study out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology may be a simple way without drugs to lower the rates of the number one killer of Americans. Next, we'll talk about keys to habits of a successful aging.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcoming your calls, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, doing my thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, answering all your health care questions and bringing you up to date on all the health news and the medical journals just this week. Let's kick off the festivities in San Fernando Valley, California, and welcome Eric to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Eric, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you.
Hi.
Enjoy the show. Keep
Thank
the
you.
Good
I'm
work.
Glad you're, I'm glad you're here.
So my dad has a condition called LPR, and I'm not sure exactly what the acronym, you know, stands for, the technical term, but
it's a mouthful. Laryngopharyngeal reflux disease.
Exactly. So it's been about a year and a half that he's had the condition, and he's on some medicine for it, and it seems to help him, but it definitely hasn't alleviated the problem, and it seems to be progressing. Maybe he's getting used to the medication, or the dosage needs to be upped. I'm not sure, but he says it can lead to a host of other issues if it's not controlled. And he also sings, and he says it's changing his pitch. And I know it just causes him a lot of discomfort, so I wanted to hear what you knew about
the subject.
Sure,
Eric. What kind of doctor is taking care of this?
He goes to St. Joseph's, and he seems to be quite happy with his doctor, and he's seen some specialists that have been referred. But
do you know what type
again,
of specialist?
I don't remember the particular type of specialist.
Eric,
I think it was a throat specialist.
Good. Eric, give me a second now, because I understand the problem. Let me get in here, okay?
Sure.
LPR, or laryngopharyngeal reflux disease, this develops when stomach acid travels up into your throat. Most of us are familiar with GERD, GE reflux disease, and this is when stomach acid travels up from the stomach and goes into the feeding tube, the esophagus. And the difference here is, you know, you've got a one-way street that gets from your mouth down into your both your airways and into your stomach and intestinal tract, and there can be some mixing here. So instead of the common GERD, the GE reflux, when the acid comes in back up into the GI tract, the feeding tube, this is when the acid backs up into the airway part, the larynx, which is the voice box, the pharynx, which is the throat. That's the laryngopharyngeal part of the LPR. This can experience... This can cause heartburn or indigestion. There's a lot of different complaints you can get. You can have chronic cough, post-nasal drip. I've seen patients who've had sore throats, hoarseness, difficulty swallowing. It can cause problems for singers. They need prolonged vocal warm-up. You said your father sings. This is not the best thing to have for a singer. You can lose the high end of your vocal range as a singer when you have this problem. It leads to a lot of throat clearing. You can feel like there's something caught in your throat, and you have the sensation of drainage down the back of your throat and excessive mucus. Am I describing Dad, Eric?
Yeah, he clears his throat constantly.
Okay.
And he says it's progressively getting a little bit worse.
All right. And I asked you about the doctor that he's seen because I wanted to make sure you had the right diagnosis. This is usually diagnosed by examining the throat and vocal cords with a rigid or flexible telescope. This is done by the ear, nose, and throat doctors, which we fondly call the otorhinolaryngologist. And the voice box, the larynx, it's, Eric, typically red, irritated, and swollen from all this acid reflux damage. And this swelling and inflammation will eventually resolve if medical treatment is begun, but it can take several months. We treat this with proton pump inhibitors. These are the same drugs that we give for GERD, GE reflux disease. This is the Nexium, and the new real most potent is Dexilant in this group. Has he been on one of these proton pump inhibitors for several months yet?
I think he's been on hydrochlorothiazide.
No, that's for blood pressure, hydrochlorothiazide. Oh,
okay. HCT. He might have been on the levothyroxine.
No, that's for his thyroid. Boy, this is, let's try it again. That's
okay,
for low
maybe,
thyroid.
No, the only other one I had written down seemed to be an over-the-counter, not a prescription one.
What was it?
It was like an Osmo something.
Okay, well, there are some over-the-counter proton pump inhibitors, but he needs something stronger, it sounds to me. He needs to get a prescription one. Nexium or Dexilant is the newest, most potent of the group. And I would definitely talk to the doctors about that. But quickly, some of the other lifestyle things that he should do is cut out caffeine, make sure he's getting down to ideal body weight, avoid chocolate and mints, avoid alcohol, quit smoking, eliminate fried and fatty and spicy foods from the diet, lose weight if he's overweight, avoid tight-fitting clothing, and stop eating at least 3 hours before going to bed. This is so important. And take the medications as indicated. You know, we use in this group, as I said, Nexium, Prevacid, Pertonix. He may be taking Prilosec over the counter. Is that it?
The one that I have, it's O-M-E-P-R-O-Z.
Omeprazole?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that one of the ones?
That is one of them. He may need a stronger one, Eric. What I would do is I would go and with him to the ear, nose, and throat doctor and make sure the doctor knows that dad is not getting better. Sometimes surgery is indicated and needed if all this doesn't work. Make sure the lifestyle changes are made, that he's on a stronger medication. Eric in San Fernando Valley, California, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, a study which has identified the four key habits of successful aging on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter, turned sweet 16 this week. Happy birthday, Amanda. Happy birthday, sweet 16. Redlands, California, Doris, you're next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I'm calling in response to your fungal investigation. I would love to see somebody organize that and let us know where we can send our specimens. This is not the only response of the fungal. On the farm reports, they're reporting fungus in the grains that are coming to the mills. They're not allowing them into the silo storage areas. I know quite a few years back they had a carnal bunch disease that had infected all of our crops, that there was only one state, I think, that was free of it. And I think Japan bought all that grain. But not only that, but on the radio stations at night, people are reporting respiratory fungal issues.
Let me just reassure you that fungal meningitis does not occur unless you get it injected into your back, or if you're immunocompromised. Fungal meningitis is very rare. In a normal, otherwise healthy person who gets meningitis, normally our immune system can fight the fungus, and normally what they get is a bacteria or a viral meningitis. And it's very unusual in an otherwise healthy person who's not immunocompromised. For example, you have AIDS or you have a leukemia, you've been on chemotherapy, there's some reason why your immune system is not functioning the way it should be. You're on medication because of an autoimmune problem to tone down the immune system. The immune system helps us to fight all these bugs and foreign bodies. So the normal immune system person won't get fungal meningitis unless the fungus is actually injected into most of these people have been injected into the back. A few got the injection into other joints throughout the body. Now, what you're discussing, unfortunately, fungus is so ubiquitous. It's so all around us, and it's you have to live in a bubble almost to be away from it. The ways to minimize it, if you get any moisture in your house, you want to get that dried up as soon as possible. If you are sensitive to it, and some people are very sensitive to it, talking to a good allergist might help you. But this can be a very difficult problem for someone like, it sounds to me like you're very sensitive to it.
Oh, well, I listen to late night radio, so I get to hear a lot of things from all over the country, and I have, you know, tried to use whole grains for years, and I'm an avid gardener, and one day I went out front on my mom, I take care of my mom, and on her grass there was this big foamy glob, and it was so bizarre looking, so I put it in a bag, and it later just turned into this black dust looking like fungus to me. But then I started hearing all these other reports all over the country that there were 47 states where people were having this fungal respiratory problem that's not treated, you know, you can't treat it with antibiotics. And someone said that the colloidal silver was helpful.
Doris, I think you should start listening more to morning radio.
I do that too. I'm an auditory learner.
Don't keep listening late night, early morning, because that. But also listen all day long, okay?
Okay.
Doris in Redlands, California, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, I'm going to get right to this study about the four key habits of successful aging on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, this is out of the Canadian Medical Association Journal about the four key habits of successful aging. Healthy lifestyle habits in midlife, they improve the chances that you'll remain healthy as you get older. This is an interesting study because successful aging in this study they defined as maintaining good mobility, lung function, mental health, and thinking and memory skills, and having no chronic disease such as diabetes, cancer, heart disease, stroke, or disability at age 60 or older. So that's a really nice definition that I think all of us could agree on is a good way of looking at successful aging. But having four types of healthy habits during midlife, not smoking, moderate alcohol consumption, regular exercise, and eating fruits and vegetables, these were all associated with greater likelihood of successful aging. People in the successful aging group were more likely to be married and also more likely to have a higher level of education. And moderate alcohol consumption, let me just say a few seconds about that. You know, women have everything a little harder than the guys. For women, that's 0 to 1 servings per day. For men, it's 1 to 2 servings per day. Let's go out to Helena, Montana. I guess fungus is the subject of the day. And welcome, Mary. Mary, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
And it's Helena, Montana. Everyone gets that wrong. Anyway,
oh, okay. Well, shame on my screener.
That's
Helena,
okay.
Last
July, had sinus surgery and a UPPP. I have secondary progressive MS. And a few weeks after the surgery, I started discharging a lot of
Mary, we have about 50 seconds. What's the question?
Okay. Anyway, they diagnosed me first with stenotrophius maltophilia and aspergillus. And then I was coughing quite
a bit.
So
you had a fungal infection did this clear up?
No. And then they also diagnosed me. I have penicillium not only in my nose, but also in
Mary,
my
we're
lungs.
Mary, we're going to have to put you on hold, and I'm going to have my producer help you get your question a little bit more pithy together. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, probiotics, lessons, severity of colds in the British Medical Journal this week.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
This time I help you with all of your health care problems. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. If you tried before and the lines were busy, we do have a few lines open now, and we have a second hour coming right up. Let's see if we can go back to Helena, Montana. Re-welcome Mary. Hopefully we can get right to it. Mary, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Come on into my medical office on the radio.
Thank you very much. So the basic is, after the surgery, I ended up with 3 moles, a rare penicillium species, aspergillus, and phenylimonium, and also a bacteria, stenotrinopanus. And after a series of 19 antibiotics, the moles are still in my body.
Hopefully they treated you with antifungal agents, not antibiotics are for bacteria. Hopefully
right.
You were treated with antifungal agents.
I had both, because I also had stenotrinophanus, which was a bacteria.
Okay.
So now they say that the funguses have colonized in me, and I have secondary progressive MS, and so all of the treatments would be immunosuppressors, and now I'm so immunocompromised, I cannot go on any MS medications. And my likelihood of getting infection or sick from having these colonized moles in my body makes it, I just have to be very careful.
Hey, Mary,
my question is there any other solutions or things I can try?
Okay. Mary, realize, I hope that they made it clear to you the difference between colonization and infection. And, you know, most of us have some of these in our bodies. In our bodies live millions of different bacteria. And in most of our bodies, if you looked around hard enough, you probably would find some molds also. And this is the fact that they're living there, but they're not causing any harm or damage. There's not an infection. I hope you're being treated by an infectious disease specialist. Mary?
We don't have one in Helena.
Okay. Well, I would...
I did go out to a university, and since I had been on a lot of different fungal medications.
Mary, let me, because the hour is coming up quick. Let me just explain to you what I think you should do. You need to go and get to a university hospital if you don't have an infectious disease specialist locally. Let an infectious disease specialist go over your situation with a neurologist, the two of them getting together, optimizing your situation. I think most of this is probably anxiety for you, and they can reassure you, tell you how to do things to boost up your immune system, like probiotics, good health, good nutrition, and optimize the treatment of your multiple sclerosis, and also reassure you about the colonization of these bugs. Mary and Helena Montana, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Mary in Port Chester, New York. We've got about a minute. Let's use it wisely. How can we help?
I have a general question about blood pressure.
Yes.
What I'd like to know is if your blood pressure is like 120 over 55, is there a way to raise the bottom number without affecting the top number?
Well, this is called your pulse pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends what the cause is. You have a wide pulse pressure, and there are a number of things that cause a wide pulse pressure. This is the difference between the top and the bottom. An elevated thyroid, fever, a leaky aortic valve, what we call an AV fistula, where there's a connection between the artery and the vein, atherosclerosis in the body, anemia, pregnancy, anxiety, an infection of the heart valve, increased pressure in the brain. All of these things, Mary, are causes. And what you want to do to treat an elevated pulse pressure is to identify the cause if you can, and then treat the cause. There's a whole long list of other of narrow pulse pressures that we could talk about at another time, but I'm glad you're with me, and I hope that many of you can continue on for the next hour of Good Day Health. Don't forget drkenshow.com. Be well, Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.